This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Carlos, you kind of called, I think yesterday, the day before, Pete Alonso was close or right on track. What made you see what you saw that now he's homered in back-to-back games here?
Yeah, there's a lot of signs. For me, it starts with the way he's taking pitches, the way the barrel's coming through the hitting zone. He's a short, compact swing. On time, that is allowing him to make some better swing decisions. You know, we've seen it when he's at his best, he's not chasing as much, and he's very short. And when he gets that barrel to the baseball, the impact, we know the power, you know, for years. Everybody's seen it in the league. So for the past few days, that's what I've seen. I've seen a guy that is getting ready to hit on time, that is being short to the ball, and he's being able to shut it down with pitches out of the strike zone.
Of course, everybody's making adjustments all the time. He was so good in April, and May has kind of come back down to earth a little bit. Was that him, or was that the league kind of adjusting to what he was doing in April?
Yeah, and that's part of the 162, the ups and downs that you're going to have to fight. You're going to go through stretches where, you know, people are going to make adjustments to you, and you have to make some adjustments as well. And we saw it for a few weeks here in May, but like I said, for the past 10 days or so, I feel like he's putting himself in a better position, and hopefully this continues. He's a really good hitter, and I'm confident that that'll happen.
You look at a guy like Juan Soto yesterday, that ball hit to right field, another smoked ball, but another ofer in a way, where it's kind of like batting average is a good number, but it's not the only number. When you're looking at Juan's analytics or whatever you see from him, what are you kind of still impressed by through all of this?
I think when he rain, he pours. It's not going his way. I don't need to look in the analytics. I don't need, and honestly, I haven't, because the eye test is telling me that, hey, man, at some point, he's just going to start getting results. You know, we can sit here and talk about, you know, yeah, the ground balls or being passed. At the end of the day, the guy's hit up every time he puts the ball or it makes contact. He's 100-plus miles per hour, you know. So not worry about it. He's too good of a player, too good of a hitter. And I know it's a story, you know. But as far as us in here, you know, we know he's going to be fine.
He said, too, the other day, you know, that's baseball. But it's got to wear on you a little bit, right? As a competitor, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing?
At times, maybe. But he knows he's very good at what he does, you know. And you see the same guy, same demeanor. You know, he's not going to get too high. He's not going to get too low. But they're human. And maybe you'll see a little bit of frustration after an at-bat or after a game. But the next day, you see the same smile. You see the same guy. And that's why, for all of us in here, it's just a matter of time for him.
Yeah, Jared Young, not in the lineup today, but the home run yesterday. We've seen some balls hit hard. What did David maybe see when Jared was out in Korea doing something different that maybe piqued your guys' interest in him?
Yeah, tough league, right? He hits a homer, and then the next day he's not in the line. look, man, you got to give credit to David and the whole, you know, front office and the scouting that, you know, are able to continue to recognize talent worldwide, you know, and that's what makes him who he is. The depth is important. We've been talking about that, and they saw a guy that controls the strike zone. This guy power, lefty bat, provides a little bit of versatility, even though we haven't seen it here. And that's why he's here, and he will continue to get opportunities according to matchups, and he's a big part of this team.
Speaking of finding talent, Shane Smith kid today, pretty good for the White Sox, picked up in Rule 5 from Milwaukee. What have you seen from him in his rookie season?
Yeah, look, good arm, you know, with a lot of pitches. You know, he's got the fastball up to 95, 96. He's got a changeup. He's got a sinker. He's got a slider, kind of like a kitchen sink, you know. So a young kid that is getting an opportunity here, and we got to be ready to go.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.